The Red Hot Ladies Luncheon is coming up 1 week from today, and so Ashley and Joyce are in studio with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about, not Red Hat, because that was confusing, it's Red Hot Ladies Luncheon. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Chad.
Tell me a little bit about the Red Hot Luncheon. Give me a little bit of the background of it and how it came to be, Joyce.
Back in 2006, some ladies at Citizens Bank organized, through the American Heart Association, the Go Red event. And so we were tied in with, the Heart Association. A few years later, we decided that we wanted to give back to our community. And so that's when the Red Hot Ladies Luncheon was formed. And to this date, we have raised over $175,000 to our local nonprofit organizations here in town.
That's spectacular. Great work out there. And I know you ladies always have a great event out there. Personally, I've been scared to set foot in the Red Hot Luncheon when it's going on out there. Ashley, tell me a little bit about what's happening at this year's event.
Yes. Well, you know, Chad, we might have to hit you as a heartthrob. I can get you in there.
That would be depressing for a lot of people.
I'm writing down Chad Whitaker heartthrob yes. for 2025.
I think so.
I'm sure I'll have something going on that day. Spare everyone from that.
Well, okay, so the beneficiary of this year's Red Hot Ladies Luncheon is going to go to the White River Health Oncology Center. And, you know, cancer hits a lot of us in our lives, and it's just becoming more common. And, you know, to give back to them, I think, is a really, I think, great, great cause, you know.
Sure.
But the doors open at 11 o'clock that day. Auction, we have so many auction items. You don't want to miss that. We also have a chance to win a beach condo in Florida on the seaside.
No, you mean a stay in a beach condo?
A stay, okay. Yes. So it is.
Just want to clear up, you don't actually get the condo to keep.
Oh, no. All yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It's a 5-day, 5-night stay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. I was looking at the brochure here. Very nice little getaway there.
And so we are selling chances. You can buy one for 10 or 3 for 25. You can come by Citizens Bank and ask for me, or we will have them at the events. You know, you can buy them at the event as well.
Now, Joyce, tell me about what the ladies can expect when they arrive at the Red Hot Ladies Luncheon.
When they first arrive, we will have heartthrobs there. And this will
describe
be...
Describe the heartthrobs.
What we do is whenever with our beneficiary, we will ask that 4 representatives from the beneficiary will come as heartthrobs.
Okay.
And then we usually will have some that represent the bank because they're the presenting sponsor for the event.
All right. And they seat the ladies in the banquet hall there.
And we have them at both entrances.
All right.
So when the ladies walk in, they will be escorted to their tables by a heartthrob. Then, like Ashley said, the doors open at 11, and that's when the ladies, when they come in, they can start looking through all of the silent auction items and start placing their bids. And then the program itself will actually start at 12 noon.
All right. Very good. And the food this year, do we know who it's catered by?
Yes. So Candy Martin out of Cord, she has the station. And we are having a lovely lunch. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
All right. Very well.
Yes.
So a big event, and it always is underwritten by some great sponsors. Tell me about those folks.
Yes, Chad. First, I'd like to thank Dr. Schonk for allowing us to have it at UACCB. You know, we've had it there for, this is our 18th year, and we really appreciate having that space. Citizens Bank is our Ruby sponsor, and we have a diamond sponsor, 2 diamond ones this year, White River Health and Farco. So we are very thankful for them. And Future Fuel came in as a platinum sponsorship. And Stacy out there at Future Fuel, she loves this event.
Very good. Not too late for businesses to jump on board if they would like to sponsor, correct?
Yes, I probably need to know today because we're working on the program. Yes, so we're trying to nail all that down.
So if you can get that by the end of the day, Ashley, how would they contact you?
You can just call my work number, 698-9650, or email ashleye@thecitizensbank.net.
All right. And ladies wanting to attend, how do they get their tickets, or do they just come up to the door? How does that work?
They can call Ashley at the bank. Tickets are $25 for an individual, or they may reserve a table for 8 for $200. And they may also purchase a ticket at the door. So if anyone wanted to get a ticket or reserve a table and do not have the opportunity to come by the bank and pick it up, then we will, they can pay for it at the door.
Very good.
Yes, and they might hurry because we are at about like at 31 tables right now. So about 40 is the max.
We fill up quick out here.
Yeah, it's been going really good.
Very
yes.
popular event. All right. Red Hot Ladies Luncheon, that is 1 week from today. UACCB's Independence Hall in Batesville goes for a great cause, like you said. And ladies, always a fun event out there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It All is. Right.
Joyce, Ashley, thanks for coming by and visiting with us.
Thank you for having us.
Always good to see you.